The Review Show on Soundquake Radio. Hello everyone, on this Wednesday morning, this is James O'Malley on Soundquake Radio. Great show lined up today, loads of great songs, a couple of new songs from Stereophonics and David Bowie as well, and of course, very special guests, fellow strangers, will be playing a few songs and having a chat. We're going to start the day off with Ben Howard. You can keep in touch with James O'Malley 87 on Twitter or jamesomalley.music.wordpress.com. Keep it right here in Soundquake Radio.
I spent my time watching the spaces that have grown between us, and I cut my mind on second best, all the scars that come with the greenness, and I gave my eyes to the boredom. Still the seabed wouldn't let me in, and I tried my best to embrace the darkness in which I swim. Now walking back down this mountain, the strength of a turning tide, oh, the wind so soft at my skin, yeah, the sun's so hot upon my side. All looking out at this happiness, I search for between the sheets, or feeling blind, but realize all I was searching for was me. Oh, oh, all I was searching for was me.
Keep your head up.
James O'Malley, Soundquake Radio. Welcome back to the show. That was Bombay Bicycle Club with Rinse Me Down, and before that was Ben Howard, Keep Your Head Up, a proper tune. We have special guest fellow strangers. Hello, boys.
How are you now?
How's it going?
How are you getting on? It's a bit early, isn't it?
Yeah,
too early.
Are you well? Can you introduce yourselves individually there? We all know it's the fellow strangers. We'll start with you.
I'm Wayne
You
Foy.
Over there.
Yeah, I'm Wayne Foy. I play banjo and guitar.
Great.
Yeah, I'm Ado Lines. I play kind of a mixture of stuff. Banjo, mandolin,
awesome.
Guitar, etc.
Yeah, I'm Mike Burke. I play guitar and keyboard and a bit of banjo.
Excellent.
And mouth piano.
Oh, and mouth piano.
I love that thing.
A new acquisition.
We all sing too.
We all sing. We all.
Beautifully too, has to be said. Where does the band name Fellow Strangers come from? Where did you think of it?
I was listening to a song by the Stanley Brothers,
cool.
Who are a real deep south bluegrass stuff, and they had a song called Rank Stranger, and I think it just popped into my head then for no specific reason whatsoever. So it has no real relevance to anything that we did or do.
It's a nice name though. It is a nice name. What genre of music do you reckon you fall under, or do you pinhole yourselves like that? These are the hard-hitting questions I ask.
I've tried really hard to try and describe it. Like folk
definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
Folk, indie, acoustic.
There's a lot of stuff in there.
Rock,
jazz
fusion. There's some techno.
A bit of techno, yeah.
Folk, acoustic, I say. Wayne's really into like indie kind of rock kind of stuff as well.
So excellent,
kind of filters in there, I think.
I like it.
Hopefully.
Yeah, it does, of course, yeah. And how long have you known each other?
Since first year of school, really. But we never played together until like this summer. I never even knew Mike playing guitar or anything.
Never talked to him until recently.
Don't actually like him that much.
There was a reason for that.
When did you form the band? So if you knew each other that long and didn't know that you played instruments and stuff like that,
kind of last summer we started jamming. But Wayne kind of joined a bit late.
Because
we loved him. We were like, Wayne, you gotta come play with us.
Wayne-y boy.
Because you were awesome.
We didn't think we were good enough for him, but.
Yeah.
No, I thought he'd just reject us down, but he didn't.
Hey,
here's something for Wayne.
Baseball!
We love Wayne here in Soundquake Radio.
Everybody loves Wayne.
Soundquake Radio.
Did you like that? My station ident whisper, I love it.
Great, yeah, fantastic. Very weird. I'm going to do that throughout the interview.
Freaking everybody yeah. out. Like, it's bad enough I played through a song, like, just trying to hide the creepiness of it all. Well, so will you play us a song, lads?
Yeah.
What are you going to play first?
A song called Blood and Wine.
Excellent.
Usually has piano in it, but we couldn't lug it around, and we're actually trying something new out as well, so we'll be different. But
yeah, take it away whenever you're ready.
Brother, what have I done? Not fit to be a father's son. My darkness cast against the sun. I feel like I'm the only one. It's thicker than water, don't you know? It's thicker than wine. Most of what you have got. Let the whiskey turn your world to rot. Let the devil take away your soul. And for once, just do what you're told. You say blood is thicker than water, don't you know? It's thicker than wine.
Love it, the fellow strangers here on Soundquake Radio. Well, that was brilliant, lads. I love it.
Thanks.
I love it.
I love it,
mate. Wayne, how long are you playing your instrument there, banjo, for?
Not that long. I play guitar for years, but like, I just bought a banjo about 2 years ago, I suppose.
Yeah.
And I never really learned it properly. I just kind of learned Luke Kelly tunes.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Brilliant.
Sickening.
Was it easy to pick up the banjo? Because I played the guitar as well, and I always liked the banjo.
Evidently.
Yeah, it's pretty much like it's a different tuning, like, but like you're playing it is pretty easy, like, you know, just getting used to tunes and different things like that.
Why did you pick the banjo? Just to be cool, man.
Just get the ladies, like.
Yeah, why not?
The ladies love it. Pretty much, like.
The ladies.
Ado.
Yeah.
How long have you been playing the old mandolin?
Mandolin, literally since Christmas.
Since Christmas?
Yeah. Jesus, yeah, but it's actually the same tune as the banjo, so it makes it a bit easier to learn.
Man, I want to pick up every instrument.
I
want to be cool with the ladies too.
Dude, it's great.
Yeah. Are you playing the guitar long?
Since about junior cert, so that's a little on that, isn't it?
Amazing.
Five, 6 years.
Amazing too.
Yeah, thanks.
Mm. Yeah, you're great, man.
I appreciate it.
Mike, are you playing the guitar for long as well?
About a year and a half now. I was playing the piano for a long time.
Yeah.
I did all the grades and stuff and what have you. But yeah, I took up a guitar about a year and a half ago because I was just looking at everyone else being really cool with guitar and stuff. And I thought, you know, getting the ladies.
Just putting cigarettes at the top of their head.
Smoking, playing guitar, looking awesome. You know, shirts off and stuff. And I thought, yeah, I need to get me some of that.
Cracking out Wonderwall at house parties.
Yeah. And you were playing the little...
Mouth organ.
Mouth organ.
God.
That was amazing at the gig.
It was actually a toy. Yeah. But
it went down fantastic.
Great fun.
I had made like so many mistakes.
We won't talk about
that. No.
We'll take another song here. This is Stereophonics' new song, Indian Summer. I hope you like it, lads. And then we'll chat with the lads again after this.
Yay!
Before the end is summer, that's a fact. Birds beneath my window, dusty in their wings upon the lawn. I hear them in the morning light into a migratory song. They're never looking around for me, their eyes are on the sky, the ground below. I'd rather be the one who loves than to be loved and never even know. Hello blackbird, hello starling, winter's over, be my darling. Long time coming but now the snow is gone. A long time coming but now the snow is gone. You were beautiful when I first saw your feathers and confectionery airs. The earth it up and promised you the stars, but you really didn't care. I sang in exaltation, I pulled the stops, you always looked a little bored. I'm singing for the love of it, have mercy on the man who sings to be adored. Hello blackbird, hello starling, winter's over, be my darling. Long time coming but now the snow is gone. I'm underneath your window now, it's long after the birds have gone to roost. And I'm not sure if I'm singing for the love of it or for the love of you. But I've flown a long way, honey, oh, hear my confession that I'm cold. I'd rather be the one who loves than to be loved and never even know. Hello brown one, hello blue one, last night's feathers exchange for new ones. Hello blackbird, hello starling, winter's over, be my darling. Long time coming but now the snow is gone. Long time coming but now the snow is gone.
Josh Ritter, The Snow Is Gone, and before that was Stereophonics' new song, Indian Summer. I like the orchestra in it, but I'm not gone on the song entirely. I think it's a bit, it's not really Stereophonics. No,
quite poppy.
Yeah, it's a bit poppy, but they're still class in my eyes. Speaking of class bands, who are your biggest influences?
Class bands.
Yeah.
Class.
I wouldn't go too long.
Well, I suppose you have to say Mumford & Sons, don't you?
We would, yeah. You have to say that, yeah.
Great band.
Dubliners, I suppose. Love Dubliners.
Irish trad in general, really.
Yeah,
brilliant. Sure.
Love the Avett Brothers.
Have Murder in the City here on the playlist.
My favourite one.
I might play it. Who knows? It depends.
No, coincidental.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see.
Jimmy, I like it.
Hey, I swear to God, I just had it on the playlist here. We never met each other before. What's the writing process in the band like? Who writes the songs and?
It starts with one person all the time, I think, kind of. And then
so one person will write the lyrics, and it'll be usually to be the guitar, their own guitar.
Yeah.
and they'll come into the band. All practice is done in my bedroom, more or less.
Yeah.
That's all the magic happens.
And the music too.
The only magic that happens.
And the music too. I like that.
All the bread. Jesus. So yeah, we'll come in with, like, let's say words or and we've all written songs, you know.
Yeah.
And we'll do the others then. We'll just put their own bits to it.
It's kind of an idea comes to the floor and you kind of put it together.
It grows from there. Yeah.
That's great. Yeah, it's nice to hear everybody pitching in. You know.
Yeah.
Where does the inspiration come from you, Mike?
For me.
For you.
Generally, life events, like you know, the usual stuff that songs come from, I suppose. You know.
Yeah.
Women and just general stuff that happens in life, you know.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Adrian,
I'd have to say the same. Probably, sadly, it's a bit of a
sappy
answer. Yeah. Pathetic, actually, really. But
I don't know.
Generally, when I'm alone in my room at night, and then
just
get carried away.
Do you do something?
Moving on quickly. Wayne, where do you get inspiration for your for your tunes, man?
Yeah, probably drinking, smoking, fighting,
rolling around.
Yeah. Out in the town.
Yeah, out in the town.
Out
drinking.
In the town drinking. Yeah, I don't know. Just.
Like, who did you write the song Julia for? Or can I ask that question?
Yeah, I wrote it for my grandmother. She passed away.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, wrote that for her.
Very nice, mate. I'm very close to my grandmother as well. Yeah. So
yeah, she used to live with us as well. Like, so.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, great. That's nice to hear. Yeah. What are your hopes for the band in the near future?
Just keep gigging, I suppose.
Keep gigging, just keep at it. You know?
That's the best thing to do.
Whatever happens, happens, and whatever doesn't, you know, I suppose.
And you're recording something at the moment as well, aren't you?
Yeah, like, trying to. Yeah.
Where are you recording it up in Ballyban, isn't it?
Ballyban, Hab Junker, who does the sound at Kitok.
Excellent, yeah.
He's recording an EP for us, so.
Yeah.
We're going to be at that this weekend now, actually. We're going back into the studio for the weekend to try and.
Have you got much done at the moment?
We have about three songs laid down.
Yeah, needs to be just a bit refined and stuff.
Needs to be tweaked and stuff. We're going to try to get three more done this weekend, I'd say.
Great.
Yeah,
you're getting away. You're getting it done.
Yeah. I'm trying to know.
Yeah. We've got plenty of cups of tea and fresh air, you know. Do you guys have any other hobbies besides obviously making music?
Making beautiful
sweet music.
Sweet music. Nectar.
Well, I coach kids soccer.
Yeah.
And not in Nicara.
Really?
Yeah. So trying to some weekends. Every weekend, I actually do that. Ironically enough.
Yeah.
Soccer, I suppose, a general one, yeah.
Oh, yeah, so. I know Adrian for soccer. I'm Wayne here.
Yeah.
Sorry, you said that in a bad way, I know.
Yeah. They've got the move. He comes down with Liverpool shirts on.
You know, we all have our problems.
Yeah. We've got to all be perfect. Wayne, what do? Do you play soccer with others? You play soccer with us sometimes.
Yeah. I used to play the team, but I just gave up.
started drinking.
These things happen, man.
Yeah.
Have you got another song for us, though?
We're gonna play Julia.
Great.
So
this is a great song. Take it away whenever you're ready.
Yep.
Take a hold of my hand and don't you let go. Sing to me the songs that I used to know. Don't you worry about me, I'm just going home. I will guide over you wherever you go. Take a hold of my hand and don't you let go. Sing to me the songs that I used to know. Don't you worry about me, I'm just going home. Julia, you brought up
Julia. Bloom, they're still underground. I don't know what to do now that you're not here. I could fatally drown in my own shed tears. To whom will I confide in times of need? Julia, you brought out the best part of me. Julia, Julia,
and thank you very much, lads. That's the Fellow Strangers. If you're just joining us and you keep touch with me at James O'Malley 87 on Twitter or jamesomalleymusic.wordpress.com, and we'll chat to the guys after this song. This is Gregory Alan Isakov with That Moon Song. This is a serious tune.
Burn red, you're hotter than hell, and I've been long gone, couldn't you tell? The smoke in the air couldn't hide my shame, so I lit up all that silver screen.
Gaslight Anthem, the 45, and before that was Gregory Alan Isaacoff with that Moon Song. Did you like that, boys?
Yeah, it was excellent.
It's like Gregory, I think.
Gregory Alan Isaacoff.
Fantastic, Greg.
It's a bit of a mouthful, yeah, but
he's cool, though.
Yeah, he is cool. Yeah. I might change my name to that. Try saying that in radio every time.
Yeah. Get no jingles out there.
Yeah.
Gregory Alan Isaacoff.
Mike, what's your favourite album of all time?
Oh my god, it's a huge question.
Come closer to the microphone.
Come closer to the microphone.
Come into the light.
We need to hear you.
My favourite album of all time. Do you know what? Sign No More, actually, by Mumford & Sons.
It's a great album.
Fantastic album. Yeah. You know, Babel came out there and it was good, but I think Sign No More just
tips it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it blew me away, actually. Sign No More, when I got it, it was just, every song in it was just fantastic. It
is. I love the harmonies on Sign No More itself and stuff like that.
That's what got me into harmonies. Yeah. Harmonies is just the whole, with Mumford, like.
Yeah, they're fantastic at what they do. They really are. And they're just getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good album. Good choice. Adrian Lyons. This is your life. What's your favourite album of all time? Soundquake Radio.
Gee, that's a tough one as well. Probably Sign of War would be up there, but it'd probably have to go for I Love a New by the Everly Brothers.
Oh, lovely.
Love that song. Love that album.
You love it.
Or Ben Howard, Every Kingdom.
That's a great album. These are some fine choices, boys. Yeah, Wayne Voy.
Yeah, I know it changes like every week.
Same as me. You can never make up my own mind.
I know, I'm thinking of two at the moment. Like the first Arctic Monkeys album, obviously.
Oh yeah.
And Is This It by The Strokes. That was just two debut albums that were like
pure quality.
Just pure, yeah.
Great. Pure quality. I don't know what my favourite album of all time would be. I know the first album I ever bought was in Zhivago. Do you remember Zhivago? With Pounds was Hybrid Theory by Linkin Park.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
My big, my long
hair.
I
have that album. It's fantastic.
It's a cool album, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, Mike agrees.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
I think mine was Outkast. The Love Box or something.
Mine was actually Shaggy.
See, you're rocking Outkast. I love it.
It was like Speaker Box or Love Below. That was it. One side was called Speaker Box, the other side was called Love Below.
I like it. Yeah. What's I'll go to Wayne first for this one. Or what song do you wish you'd written?
Oh,
Jesus.
Happy Birthday.
Yeah.
For the simple fact that it sang everywhere. So the royalties would be.
He's thinking about the money.
You make loads off it, like.
That's brilliant. World class. I don't think the guy's going to be able to talk.
I can't top that now, I don't think. Actually.
Adrian, what song do you wish you had written?
I had written. That's a good one as well.
Yeah.
Probably have to be like one of the classic ones, like Bruce Springsteen or something like that. Oh, so they've been around for years and everyone loves them every time they hear them.
Yeah. Some great songs.
Yeah, it'd be tough one. Tough
we'll come back to you, will we?
Do, yeah. Go to Mike.
Mike, have you got an answer? Please have an answer.
Do you know what? It's not actually, it was started off as a poem, but on Ragdon Road.
Oh yeah,
it's actually one of my favourite songs, and I think if I wrote that that's just lyrics in that song.
Well, fine choice,
but the lyrics are just unbelievable. It's a great song.
Yeah, it is. That's a great song indeed, and I'm sure you've got a good song to play now. Have you got to play us another one?
Yeah,
we will. Yeah,
it's a cover of a Dublin band called Little Green Cars, who are unreal.
Unreal.
Yeah.
I heard you play this on Saturday night in the Secret Garden with her toffee tea and her green tea.
And
that's great.
And hookah pipes.
It's a great cover. So whenever you're ready, lads, hopefully take it away.
It's called John Wayne.
Yeah, John Wayne.
This is Fellow Strangers, not the Fellows.
Hopefully you can remember the words now.
Yeah, take it away.
It's easy to fall in love with you. It's easy to fall in love. It's easy to fall in love with you. You go outside dressed like that. You knew what was gonna happen, didn't you? Talk to me like that. You knew I was slowly falling in love with you. And I'm so obsessed with you. And when I asked you your name, you said John Wayne, and I guess that's true. Cause then you shot me down, doubled over and I hit the ground right in front of you. I guess in the Wild West, it's okay to shoot the pest that's annoying you. And I
easy to fall in love. It's easy to be alone. It's easy to hate yourself when all your love is inside someone else. It's easy to take it all. It's easy to give it to when there's more people out there to love than people who love you. And it's easy to fall in love with you.
Awesome. Fellow strangers here on Soundquake Radio. They're a bit out of breath, so we'll take a song. This is De La Rento's Pedaru. Here, that was De La Rento's with Pedaru. My guests here are fellow strangers. Guys, can people get in touch with you on Facebook or anything like that?
Yeah, we're on the Facebook.
The Facebook.
The Facebook and God. The Bebo.
Right, yeah, Bebo, yeah.
MySpace.
The Bebo's the main
one. Are you on MySpace,
Bebo.
Are you?
No.
we're very.
Is MySpace pigeon. Still going, is it?
I think so.
Is it?
I think so, yeah.
Let's do it.
No, realistically, we are on Facebook.
Yeah.
Just search Fellow Strangers. We'll hopefully be the first one
that
you see. It's a big picture of the three of us, anyways.
Excellent. Big smile.
Yeah.
Big
on the radio, Mike.
On the radio. They can't see us.
Yeah. You'll know us anyways. You'll look at us now, and it's sure. That's the same as us.
Yeah, exactly. And have you got any gigs coming up?
We've won. Yeah, next Tuesday, which is the 12th. We're playing downstairs in the Kit Oak.
In the cellar.
We're playing a fundraiser for Clonmara Arts College.
Yeah.
We're playing with some great bands. It was all a bit black and white.
Excellent.
And my fellow Sponges and Stephen Cher.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. Yeah.
Three great Galway based acts. So
excellent.
A lot of fun. That's next Tuesday. Downstairs in the cellar.
What time?
Not the Kit Oak. It starts at 9.
People have to pay in.
It's €5 on the door, yeah. But like, there's three great bands there.
It's for a good cause.
Three great bands on us. I mean, You're laughing.
I'm laughing because you're so good. Hot diggity dog. I said that on radio. I can't believe it. Have you got another song for us?
We have one more, yeah. Yeah. We'll finish up with it. It's called Victim of Fate.
Excellent. Take it away.
Soundquake Radio. Shit. I'm going to start that again.
Start again.
My lover laid me down at the closing of the day. In her eyes I fell and drowned as she rescued me to say she'd be there even though she wasn't close. And together there we laid till morning broke. Spent the morning writing poems and addressed them to the sea. So when the wind carried her clothes, she would have something to read. Would you remember this old town just because I'm here? Or are the two of us just lost in time, my dear? Don't make me wait, yeah. Don't leave me this way, yeah. Don't force me to say, yeah. I'm just a victim of your fate. Where have you gone? Hoping somewhere nice. I miss your smile. I miss your shining eyes. Head down by my bed, I pray that she'd remember how she felt. Whispers to the stars and to the moon. God, I hope I get to see her soon. Don't make me wait, don't leave me this way. Say, yeah, I'm just a victim of your fate. Don't make me wait. Force me to say, yeah, I'm just a victim of your fate. I'm just a victim of your fate. I'm just a victim of your fate.
Excellent. Thank you so much, lads, for coming in. Really appreciate it.
Cheers for having us.
That's fellow strangers, my guy. So keep an eye out for these guys.
Yeah.
They're going to make some big noise in the future. I really, really wish you the best of luck with everything you're
doing. Cheers, James. Thanks for having us.
And hopefully we'll have you in again soon.
Yeah, definitely.
It's great. Yeah, so if you're just joining us, this is Soundquake Radio. I'm James O'Malley. Keep in touch with me at JamesO'Malley87 on Twitter or James O'Malley. music.wordpress.com. I will remember my website. I tell you that much. I'm going to play a song called Murder in the City by the, how do you pronounce it, the Avett Brothers, is it?
I say the Avett, but I'm not sure which is right.
Avett.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah.
What I say is
great,
right?
Song.
It's my show.
All right, I really appreciate you coming in. That's fellow strangers. Well, here's the Avett Brothers because Adrian said so.
Soundquake Radio.
Thank you. If I get murdered in the city, don't go revenging in my name. One person dead from such is plenty, no need to go get locked away. When I leave,